Hello and welcome to another episode of OKC Over Easy on the Spy FM podcast network. This week, I have my friend Brandon Smith from Dwelling Table. He is a food photographer and freelance marketer, a hospitality marketer. So we dish about all sorts of things, including Chipotle, the new Craig's Curious Emporium location. And we also talk about our favorite food photographers and bloggers. It was a really fun episode, and I hope you guys enjoy it. As always, you can find me on Instagram at OKCOverEasy, on overeasy.blog, on the interwebs, and I'm just all over. So if you like the show, please subscribe and leave me a rating or review, because it really helps the show out. And I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Bye. Turn it to you and then just kind of get it close.
I need to get close.
You need to get like how
this
far I am away from it.
Personal with OKC.
Yeah. Yeah, that's perfect. Hi, welcome. Welcome,
hi.
Brandon.
Hello.
Welcome to the podcast. What did you do this morning?
Okay, this morning this is bad.
This is dad.
I woke up.
Brandon's a dad.
Yeah, Brandon is a dad. I woke up at 3:30 this morning.
No.
I think that I have like an overactive brain.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Was your heart beating like really fast?
No. Oh, okay. But I'll like, this happens like way less now than it used to.
Mm-hmm.
But I will randomly wake up like 3:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Wide awake.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
There's no going back to bed.
Yeah.
And I used to just get up and like tinker around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Watch like some YouTube videos or something like that. Now I get in the car, I go for a drive.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Where do you go?
Anywhere. Like today, I got on Western.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, hold on. I do always stop by Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay. Because it's all open 24 hours.
Yeah. They're open 24 hours. And like, you know, it's 3:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Nothing else is open.
By, get the coffee. Actually, the people at both locations, the one on May and then the one on 23rd Street, super nice.
Do they know you?
No,
do you come
not
by
really.
Often?
Like, I'm not there that often.
Okay.
But like,
Fred, you have croque madame and then bread on the side.
It was like, I'll have a croque madame with soup and then a side of bread. But that's like Panera. Like,
yes, you get the sandwich and the soup and then still like the baguette.
It's like, is this okay?
Yeah, it's probably not, but I do it anyway.
Me too. Oh, the Panera baguettes are the best.
They are.
You know, you can just buy those. They're like $2 for like a long one.
That's kind of dangerous to think about.
Yeah. But it's good for like parties. You just slice it up like a little appetizer situation.
Uh-huh.
You can buy those there. But yeah, I went to La Madeleine. It was good. It was great. I liked it. It was a great fast casual situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've been. Is it the same? Is it like the same chain as in Dallas? And
probably. Yeah. There's one in Norman, but there's not one here.
Yeah.
So it was good. It was good. So you went around and bought cookies. Before we get into like our segments, just tell, I guess, everybody a little bit about yourself and like your love of cookies.
Yeah. So my name is Bailey Gordon, and I recently started a blog called Cookie Tour.
Yay.
And I have just always loved cookies. And my mom is a really fantastic chocolate chip cookie baker.
Oh, okay.
She has this recipe, and it's for, we call it triple chips.
Mm-hmm.
And she will not share it with anyone. And it's like such a point of contention with so many of my friends because they all really want it. And I feel like a child when I'm like, I'm sorry, my mom won't let me give that to you.
Do you have it?
I have it.
Okay.
And then her best friend has it, but she claims that my mom left out ingredients or something.
It's like not the same.
Yeah, because she says it's not the same. But
my God.
You know, everyone has their own little tweaks that then they, you know, don't write into the recipe or something. And
yeah.
So I think mine tastes a slightly different from my mom's, but
and it's like a technique thing.
Yes, and it's like how long do you let the like butter mix?
Yeah,
and then like there's just all sorts of things that kind of go into it. Are your eggs room temperature? Are they not room temperature?
Yeah.
And so you, so everything goes into it. So we always had cookies in the cookie jar. Growing
okay,
up. Like that was
homemade cookies.
Always
all the time.
Homemade cookies.
Wow,
and so. I guess I just didn't realize that wasn't normal for
households. Not normal. We never had homemade cookies.
Yeah.
We had homemade cookies around Christmas.
Yes.
And they were the spritz ones. It wasn't ever like the chocolate chip.
Oh, yeah. No, we just chocolate chip all the time in my house. So I just always loved them. Mm-hmm. And then, I decided to start the blog because I was traveling for my real job.
Okay.
A past real job. I was traveling the country. Mm-hmm. And I do fundraising. And so I would have donor meetings. But in between, I would have like an hour or two. And it's like, what do you do with an hour?
Yeah.
You know? And so.
You go get a cookie.
Yeah. So I would go to these coffee shops. And I always wanted to go somewhere local and see, see what was going on there. Mm-hmm. But I don't drink coffee. And so I always needed to order something. So I usually order like a bottle of water, or Coke, or like a cookie. Mm-hmm. Usually a cookie. Like if they had one, I would order it. And so I just started like taking pictures of them and putting them on my Instagram just like as a joke because I was kind of bored. And then people started like, when you do your 2017 best nine or whatever, you look at it and mine were like all cookies. Like, why do people like love these posts so much?
People love to look at junk food. Yes. I've realized that.
Yes.
So I posted this week about the my friend's snow cone stand that's opening up on May and Hefner, and it's called Ice Shop. And she has this ridiculous snow cone that's called a unicorn, and it's got like all bunch of flavors in it, and then it has like a cotton candy and Nerds and like. Whipped cream, and then it's got ice cream in the middle.
Sounds amazing.
And it's like people loved that picture. It was so crazy. She was like, she went from like zero followers to like 120. She's like, thank you. I was like, they like the unicorn
people
girl.
People love that unicorn.
Yeah, people like looking at pictures of junk food because sometimes they can't eat it all the time.
So yeah, it's but like, they still
you
like
just look at this.
Yeah, it's like slightly satisfying to at least see it.
So you grew up like with a baker.
Yes.
At what age did you get your first KitchenAid?
When did I get that? I got that when I was 20, maybe 24, 23, 24.
Yeah. I was 26 when I finally got, and I was like, why did you guys get this for me? It was like for my birthday. They're like, you're growing up. I was like, thank you.
Yeah, I got mine for Christmas and it was like the happiest day. Like, I was so excited. But I was just kind of a brat and I would always call my mom because I would bake when I was at my parents' house. Yeah. I'd bake with her KitchenAid. And so then every time I was using a hand mixer to make cookies or something, I'd call my mom and I would be like, this is terrible.
This is not
this
working.
This hand mixer is horrible, mom. My arm hurts.
I started with the hand one that is electronic, like that one. And then I graduated to the actual KitchenAid. Yeah. But it took me a long time to like really, really start using it. Now I use it all the time. But
I love it. And I do use it for other things. Like there's like twice baked potatoes. You can just like throw your potatoes in there and like do stuff. So I use it for mainly for baking, but sometimes for other things too.
Yeah. So. And it's so pretty. It's like so aesthetic. And it's like every wedding shower that I would go to, it would be like they would open up the KitchenAid and I would be like, you don't even know how to cook anything. Like you don't even know how to bake. Why did you get that? So.
Well, what color's yours?
It's black.
Yours is black.
Yeah.
I have yellow.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I think nice they're all pretty.
I mean, do too. Every color.
My mom has a white one. So they've always had a white one. Okay. So let's get into our segments. First of all is Eat of the Week. So this is where we share like, you know, your favorite restaurant or your favorite thing you've been eating lately. I have one. We went to Chilino's on Western last night. The new one.
Okay.
So it used to be Henry Hudson's. And now it's a Chilino's.
Where is
it's behind
that?
West.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize there's a Chilino's there now.
It's great. It's awesome.
That is great.
Good vibes. And it was, so my boyfriend and I really like Mexican food. So we're Ted's family.
Yeah.
My family is a Ted's family. His family is a Ted's family. So it's like, we love Ted's. But I don't like the bullshit of waiting around at Ted's.
Yes.
And the one on 63rd and May does not have alcohol. Mm-hmm. They have beer, but they don't have
margaritas.
Like a margarita. And it's like, and then I wait a long time to sit down and then they bring out your food in 5 seconds. It's like, you're like, thank you, I'll have the chimichanga. And then you close your menu and then it's like right in front of you. And I'm like, this is not working for me. So Ted's, if you're listening, no. But Chilino's, it was like, there was no wait. We got in, sat down, brought us our drinks, like got to drink a little bit of it, and then brought us our food fast, obviously, because it's like, it doesn't take a long time to put together the Mexican food.
Right.
And it was great. I had a burrito. He had the tacos al pastor. And we had two big margaritas, and it was $50, I guess, for both of us. So it was...
That's not terrible.
No, it was good. It was great. So that's my suggestion. You should go check out the new Chilinos on Western. Good vibes. The acoustics in there are not great. So there's like a table next to you. I mean, it was an old Hudson's.
Right.
So it's like, there's a table next to you that is talking loudly. You can hear everything that they're saying. Like, I listened to the conversation that was happening, and he was like, you need to pay attention.
Because like, you're I'm sorry, this is so interesting.
I know, yeah, I can't do it. But other than that, we had a good time. Is there any place that you've eaten recently that you're like, I like this place?
I know, where I'm trying to think, where have I eaten recently? One place I go a lot for lunch is Go-Go Sushi, because I work in Midtown. And
Go-Go's
so
great.
I love Go-Go. And here's the thing. I know it's point of contention. I'm not really a sushi fan.
Okay.
But their hibachi is amazing.
Okay.
So I always go and get that. And
but they're not showing off their hibachi. They just do it in the back and they bring it to
you. Yeah, it's not like Musashi's. It's like you get it and it's already done.
Yeah. So you don't really like sushi, but you like going to Go-Go Sushi?
Yes.
Okay.
I love it.
And you don't order sushi at all?
No.
Okay.
I never do.
We went there. We had a great time at Go-Go. It was a Friday night. We sat on the patio. Like, I had
a little patio.
Can of wine. I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah.
I really like sushi. We went to Tokyo the other day on Western. I was like, I've never been in here. It took them an hour to seat us because it's so small. Yeah. And there were six of us. Mm-hmm. But it was good too. And it was cheap. Mm-hmm. That was the one thing that was like, whoa.
Oh yeah. That's the good thing about Tokyo.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was cute. There was two couples and they were older and they just had like bottles of wine and they were sitting there when we got there and they were still sitting there like when we left. I was like, I want that vibe, you know, just like hanging out Friday night at Tokyo, you know?
Yeah.
So, okay. So Go-Go Sushi is your, so what would you order?
So I always order like the chicken hibachi, but the shrimp is great too. Mm-hmm. And the veggie is really good too. And I'm not even a huge vegetable eater. So that's big. But yeah, the chicken comes with, so you have, there's like regular chicken and there's sesame, there's teriyaki and then there's sesame chicken. And I think they're the exact same thing. They just put sesame seeds on them. I really think they're
and
the
charge
same.
You $2 more.
I know they're like the same price.
Yeah, okay.
You're like, do I want teriyaki or do I want sesame seeds on it? Yeah. I don't know. So I always forget which one I get. So I just get whichever.
Yeah.
That's good. And sometimes they have a lunch special. Well, they always have a hibachi lunch special.
Okay.
So then you can get it for like $6 or $7.
Yeah.
And it comes with a salad or a miso soup before.
Great.
And then you have your rice and a couple of dipping sauces. And then it comes with like zucchini and carrots and mushrooms. And it's
awesome.
Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out. Go-Go is weird out. They're not open on Saturday.
No.
That's the weird. I don't work anywhere near there. It's hard for me to get out for lunch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we did go one Friday night and it was really nice. I was going to ask you something. You have any other Midtown favorite spots if you work in Midtown?
Yeah. Well, okay. So it's not in Midtown, but Cafe Antigua is another regular place that
good.
I go. Yeah.
I've never been there.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay.
So it's like cacao. It's like the original. The original cacao. So I'm like very loyal to Antigua. I'm an Antigua
there are
loyalist.
People that are cacao people. Antigua people and the new writer for the Gazette, the food writer for the Gazette said that he thought that Cafe de Brazil was better. He was like Cafe de Brazil, Cafe Antigua, Cafe Cacao. And I was like, that's wrong. Cafe Brazil is not even close.
And it's totally different,
too.
Like, I don't know. I guess maybe it's just because, like, the atmospheres are different and everything. But I order completely different things at Cafe de Brazil.
Yeah.
And I rarely
and
go there.
And you go to Cafe Cacao to, like, get your Nutella latte.
Yes. And you, like, get your eggs. And, like, I've only ever ordered breakfast in Cuba. I've never ordered anything else.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I go there all the time.
Okay. Awesome. So the next segment is Grocery Gab. And we just kind of talk about grocery store life. The last like couple weeks, I've been like, I've been doing the Walmart pickup. I'm still doing that.
Yeah.
So I did a
big. Do you like it? I haven't done it before.
Okay. So here's my advice. Don't do it at Belle Isle.
Okay.
I work over on Memorial in May. So the last couple times I went to Belle Isle, I was waiting for like 45 minutes and it was a hot mess.
That's just not surprising.
I'm like, I could have gotten out and done my grocery shopping I probably would have waited in line for 45 minutes, but like still. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm switching it up. So I work by Memorial in May, and I switched it to that one. The first time I went, it was, they came out in 1 second and they brought me a bag of cookies. They were like, here you go. This is for being a customer. Heaven. Yeah. I was like, thank you. It was like Soft Chips Ahoy though. So I was like, I'll eat these, but they're not the best.
Yeah. But
and then yesterday I went and picked them up. I checked in. As soon as I got in there, the door opened and they came, brought my groceries out, put them in the car. That's great. Amazing. Yeah. There's some things that you can't get at Walmart though. Mm-hmm. So I like to buy my berries at Sam's because I think they're better and better price and better quality. And then there's a couple of things you have to buy at Trader Joe's too. Yeah. So like pizza dough and like other stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. So, where do you grocery shop?
So I go to Trader Joe's.
Okay. So you're a Trader Joe's loyalist.
Yes. Pretty much exclusively. And so like where I live, the closest grocery stores are like Ghetto Homeland at 18th and Classic or Trader Joe's,
okay.
Whole Foods.
Yeah.
So.
And who has a pocketbook for Whole Foods?
Right. So like I'll stop it. So I'll like go to Trader Joe's and if there's something there that they don't have or, you know, I mean, if there's something that I didn't get there, I'll just stop at Whole Foods on my way home. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of nice that they're so close.
And yeah.
Like, I don't have to do too many stops.
Yeah.
But yeah. I love Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Trader Joe's is good. It's bad when there's a lot of people there.
I know. And that is the hard thing. So I've never really been like a Sunday grocery shopper.
Yeah.
But I have gotten into this habit where I go like Sunday is my grocery day.
Okay.
I try to like cook healthy and stuff at home because obviously I love cookies and junk food.
Yeah.
So like when I'm at home, I like don't have any of this stuff.
Right.
At my house. So I don't just eat it all the time. Mm-hmm. And so I try to like plan out what I'm going to eat and like not buy way too many groceries because I also hate that.
Yeah.
And so, I've become a Sunday shopper and like you got to get there early scary. Or it's a madhouse.
Yeah.
Because Trader Joe's, you're like, it's not a very big store.
Yeah.
It's another place where like I always just want to like roll in out of bed and like I always see Joy though.
It's the same. Trader Joe's is the same for sure. And it's like set up weird. And I know why it's set up weird. Like the aisles are really weird, but they're waiting for the wine. Mm-hmm. Like I know that, but it's still like, why is this aisle so big and this aisle is so small?
Yes, the aisle where like you have like what is it like your spices or something?
No, it's
the coffee aisle.
It's a coffee aisle.
Yeah, the coffee aisle is
with
so
the
tiny.
Desserts and like the flour and shit like that.
Yeah,
I'm like I can't even breathe. Like I can't walk around. But there, I mean, like the pizza dough. That's what I got, and it's like it's $1 and it's like already ready. Like just throw it on the grill, like make your grilled pizza, and it'll be fine. Well, good. Okay. So you're Trader Joe's, Whole Foods type of gal, and you like cookies. So let's just get into cookies. So you have your food blog called Cookie Tour.
I do.
And it's cookie.tour?
It's cookie-tour.
Okay. Cookie-tour.com.
Cookie-tour.com someone is holding hostage. So
how much was the domain name?
They said like $500 or something.
Okay.
Which I hear is like not that bad, but I was also like, this is kind of a hobby blog at this point. So
you know what website
maybe if I get bigger, I will spend the $500, but not at this moment.
If I get sponsored by someone, of course I will spend the $500. You know what website domain I'm holding hostage?
Which one?
I think I still have. Yep. Crinklecutfries.com. So if you type in crinklecutfries.com, it'll redirect to OKCOverEasy.com.
I love that.
I bought another. No, I think I bought Crinkle Cut and OKC or Easy at the same time.
Yeah.
But I was like, I can't believe this is only $10.
You gotta have it.
Gotta have it.
Gotta have it.
Because Crinkle Cuts are the best type of fries.
Yes.
They're so good. So
you're a Brahms fan if you like Crinkle Cut fries?
Yeah, I love Brahms. I haven't been to Brahms. The place I moved to, which I think I said this on the last podcast, is like a Brahms Taco Bell dead zone.
I did hear that.
Yeah. So
that's a sad place to be.
I used to live like very, very close to Brahms. So I would go there all the time. But now I'm far away. So I haven't been in a while. I need a good Brahms meal. But yes, I love Brahms and I love the crinkle cut fries. So I bought that domain name. And I hope someone comes to me one day and is like, can I have this? And I'll be like, that'll be $2,000.
Yes. It's like the Orion of people are like, we need this.
Yeah. So you have cookie-tour.com and you blog about your favorite cookies.
Yes.
And are you going to do, so it's, so let's see how I want to phrase this. you blog about the cookies that you go buy. Mm-hmm. Are you blogging about cookies that you're making? Or so are you,
that,
what are you
I think
do?
Is kind of phase two for me. Okay. So it actually took me, because I'm not like very techie at all.
Okay.
And so it took me like a year to get the website looking like I wanted it to and everything. And I just thought, you know, one step at a time, mm-hmm. I'm just going to start out with the cookies that I taste when I travel and mm-hmm. around here, you know,
yeah.
in Oklahoma City. And so, I want to do adventures in baking as well. And
okay.
Like, have your recipes. Mm-hmm. And so try different. So I'm always saving recipes like on Pinterest or, you know, what people post on Instagram, or just like collecting recipes from friends that mm-hmm. are really good. So yeah, eventually I will do that.
Okay. So for right now, well. You're just focusing
right
on.
Right now I'm focusing on just like. Trying to get the hang of it with traveling and
okay,
so tasting cookies.
Tell me about some of your favorite like restaurant cookies.
Yeah, so there are some here that I just love,
which you brought,
Yeah. I brought several of those.
And if you talk about them, let's taste them while you're
yes,
talking about.
Okay,
them.
Let's do that.
Okay.
So and then I like was just recently in New York.
Okay.
So I tried Levain.
Okay.
And it's one of those yeah. where everyone was like. Telling me how amazing this was mm-hmm. and you have to go there, you have to do this. Mm-hmm. And I was like, is it really that good? Mm-hmm. I just don't know. It is that good.
Okay.
Like those cookies. I call it the like hype. The granddaddy of them all. They're
really?
Like, yeah, they are so good. And I don't like nuts in my cookies.
Okay.
And these have walnuts. And uh-huh. I mean, it was just still delightful.
So, like, so I don't think I've heard of Levain, but mm-hmm. Walnuts and chocolate chips and what did it taste like?
It was like a little gooey mountain of oh. like, and but like it wasn't dense. It was still really light. It was mm-hmm. almost like you could like flake it off layer by layer.
Okay.
And then it was just chocolate everywhere. I mean, we like I tried to like hold it up and take a picture and it almost fell apart as I was doing that. And mm-hmm. they came out warm.
Yeah.
And then we actually, so I was with a couple of friends. And they were so sweet to oblige me. They'd be like, oh, which cookies do we need to try today? Mm-hmm. And so we'd like go around and do different ones. And so we bought our cookies at Levain and then walked through Central Park to go to the Met. And we finally sat down.
That's such a New York afternoon.
It was so fun. And so we ended up, and it was really cold outside because we were like, well, we could, because there's nowhere to eat in Levain. It's just like, you literally like walk downstairs, you're at the counter
uh-huh.
in this little basement bakery, and then you just walk right back out. Mm-hmm. And so we were like, well, we could stop and sit on a park bench or mm-hmm. something and like eat our cookie, but it was pretty chilly that day.
Okay.
And so we ended up just going to the Met, and so we had them in our purses. Our purses smelled glorious. And we finally like needed to sit down and take a break. Mm-hmm. And so we sat in like the Met's little cafe. And there, I mean, it was just like chocolate
everywhere,
exploded
yeah.
everywhere. And it was like all over our hands. Like, I'm sure I had it on my face.
How much did one of those cookies run you? Do you remember?
You know, I think it was only like $3 or $4.
Okay.
It wasn't crazy expensive. It
wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Well, and I don't really remember because, of course, I was buying the cookie souvenirs. So I bought like the like the reusable
you have
grocery
a, like,
bag.
A Levain
yeah,
shirt.
Yeah, it says it's all about the cookie on it. They had little Levain like, shirts that said like Cookie Monster and stuff, and I was like,
"Your tab was $250."
Like, yes. I was like, "I think I need to just like restrain myself from like doing this." So
that yeah. was that was one of your favorites.
That was one of my favorites. Yeah.
What about? Okay, I have another question. I guess this might be for later, but I'm going to ask it now.
Yeah.
What's your favorite, or what do you think is the best cookie city? Because you do
city?
You do travel,
ooh.
Right?
Yeah, honestly, it probably is New York.
Okay.
So
New York is like the best food
yeah.
life.
Yeah, and so I did San Francisco, and those cookies were awesome, mm-hmm. too. And I think I ate like 6 in one day, which was
you're like,
really excessive.
I felt bad.
Yeah, I legitimately felt terrible. I was like, just eat just enough so you can tell people about it.
You're like,
yeah.
yeah.
But then there were other cookies that were so good, I like couldn't stop eating them, mm-hmm. and my pictures turned out terrible because I have like this half-eaten cookie because I was just like, I can't stop. It's
photo
so good.
Food photography is hard.
It is hard. So I'm also like working on that.
Yeah.
So it's definitely getting better now that I'm like kind of figuring out
mm-hmm.
kind of the ins and outs.
But you gotta hit that grid. You have to
yeah.
have the grid on there
yeah.
so you do the rule uh-huh. of three or whatever.
Yeah.
So
it's an art.
It
for
is.
Sure.
It's very hard. I've been trying to learn the past like couple months. So I'm like. I look at pictures and I'm like, what is the composition of this instead mm-hmm. of like, oh my God, I want to eat that piece of pizza or whatever.
Yeah.
So why does it look so good?
Mm-hmm.
Cause it is kind of like smoke and mirrors,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So you think New York is the best?
I think New York has got, it's, I mean, there's just so many options. Mm-hmm. So I did like maybe like 4 or 5 cookies while I was there. Mm-hmm. And there were just still so many more that I wanted to do. And so, because like when I'm by myself, I'll go do more stuff.
Yeah.
But I just, when I'm with other people, I'm like, I don't want them to like only be eating cookies while they're on their vacation. So I try to like be conscientious. And like I said, my friends were like my biggest fans. They were so supportive. Good. They were like, yeah, like we'd get done with something in an area and they'd be like, oh, are there any cookies around here we should taste? And I'm like, well, actually this like cookie dough place is like, I would call dough cooking confections.
Uh-huh.
That was really good, but it was so rich. So we each got our own scoop and like there were people who had like triple scoops and I was like, how can you eat this much? Because I barely ate half of mine and I was like so full.
Okay, question on cookie dough. Mm-hmm. It didn't have raw eggs in it, probably.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because that's like not, that's like against FDA stuff
so
now.
So they've developed theirs, I think, that doesn't have raw eggs. How much, it still tasted the same.
How much was that? Because I think the cookie dough that you buy is a little pricey.
Well, and it's like, I don't know. I probably spent, again, I bought another souvenir. You were like, there.
It was $500.
Yeah. I'm like, I spent $200. No, just kidding. I bought like one scoop and they had this like little cone.
Uh-huh.
And then I got a tea towel because it had their recipe on it. So I'm going to like try that.
Yeah.
I think it's for actual cookies. I don't think they gave you like their proprietary recipe.
Okay.
For sure. But so anyway, I bought like a little tea towel and I think their scoop was like $5 or $6.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
because I've seen the dough that you can buy at like the grocery store, mm-hmm. I'm like, it's like $7, and you're like, well, why don't I just get the regular cookie dough that has the raw eggs in it? Like, mm-hmm. my mom just grew. I grew up; she was eating raw cake batter and cookie dough, or whatever. And I was like, you know, the FDA said, she was like, I'm fine. Like,
no, my mom would always be like, don't eat that, you know, it's gonna make you sick. And I'm like, I like the last time she said that to me, I was like, I have been doing this my entire life and I have never gotten sick. So I'm not really sure
she'd even what the deal is. Eat those biscuits, raw biscuits. So I'm like, that is so weird.
I don't know about that one. But yeah.
Okay, so other cities, let's talk about Oklahoma City. What are your favorite restaurant cookies in Oklahoma City?
So Cuppies and Joe might be my very favorite.
Oh, it's very good. These okay, right let's here. Taste it.
Yeah, they're just like so classic.
Yeah.
Which I think is the best thing because I don't know. I like really traditional cookies, but mm-hmm. like look at them. They're so soft.
Yeah.
Like all the way around.
Yeah. Mm. They're really good.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you guys were here right now because
The chocolate's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a little, I like them a little more soft.
Mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes but the they're softer flavor, than they are today.
The flavor is really good.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you can like taste the vanilla too.
Then like nutmeg or mm-hmm. cinnamon or
yeah, there's
something
some little
extra.
Spice that's special in here that you don't get when you just make them at home yourself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cuppies and Joe is very good.
It is. Mm-hmm. That Boom Boom Pow.
Oh my God. Favorite cupcake ever.
Me too.
I'm not even a huge cupcake fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it.
Yeah, me too. I like it because it's not like so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually eat the whole thing because usually I'm just kind of overwhelmed by cupcakes.
But you do have that richness with the chocolate and then the caramel mm-hmm. in the middle, but the salt and then the light cake kind of balances it out. It's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cuppies and Joe is really good.
Yeah.
I don't want to like, you have so many bags that I'm like.
I know. Yeah, no, you just have to do a few tastes. Like, learn from my mistakes. Just a few tastes and then you can go back and like. The ones that you really, really love.
Okay.
Let's see. What else should we try? Okay. Here's one from the Halls.
Mm.
Have you had this cookie yet?
I haven't.
So this thing is big.
Okay.
It's really thick.
Okay.
It's also like pretty soft in the middle. So definitely get some part of the like middle part of it because it's like laced with caramel.
Oh, okay.
And like you can actually see the caramel when you
I see
like,
the
look.
Little
it's,
caramel
like, shiny.
Bits. So I tried to do that. I tried to make cookies with caramel bits, and mm-hmm. it did not work.
That's why this cookie is, like, I've never actually tried it, but I feel like that's why they've mastered this, because it's really hard to work with stuff like that.
This is really good.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This is delicious.
What do you think about a Doubletree cookie?
Oh, love a Doubletree cookie. Also not very pleased that there are nuts in them.
Okay.
One time I asked for, if I was like, because what
if you're allergic?
Allergies? Yeah. So I pretended I had a nut allergy, and I was like,
"You were like, here's my EpiPen."
So I was like, "Do you have any cookies without nuts?" Because I stay in DoubleTrees quite a bit. When I traveled a lot, you know, it's better if you just like pack it all, like you choose Marriott or you choose Hilton or something. So, so I was a Hilton girl, and so I stayed at quite a few. And yeah, one time I was like, "Hey, can I have, you know, something without nuts in it?" And they tried to hand me like a little bag.
You were like Famous Amos. Yeah. You were like,
no, they weren't even Famous Amos. They were like some healthy kind of cookie. And I was like, this is not the same. So
you were like, actually,
I'll just take the nuts. I'm fine. I'll be fine. Got my EpiPen.
You come back with like a disguise on and you're like, can I get some cookies? That's the best because they can't say no. It's like you go down there because we I travel for work sometimes too. And so we always stay at a DoubleTree. When we go to a certain location. And so it's like every time I pass the front desk, I'm like, can I get a couple of cookies? And they're like, yeah. But then they started putting the calories on the back of them and you're like,
you do not want to see that.
I'm going to have another little bite of this one.
Yeah, I kind of want another one too because I want some good chocolate in it.
Halls is good.
This is nice and flaky too. Look at that.
Halls was like the surprise of the OKC food
scene
last year because I went to the soft opening and I was like blown away. And then every single time I've been, it's been so good. I did have their bagels the other day. I didn't like them just because they weren't old school, I guess, like old school bagel, you know.
They're so I love their pizza, but they're they have, what is it, it's like a shortcake dessert. Have you had that?
Yeah, the strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, it's like the orange cream, like drizzle or whatever. That is so good.
What I'm really impressed with this cookie is that the chocolate is all on the edge, too.
Yeah.
It's not just like, because look at the Cuppies and Joe one. It's like, you got all the meat in the middle. But this one is like, I'm eating the crust, and you can probably hear it. Probably sounds so cool. Shout out to ASMR people. But the chocolate is in the edge. I'm gonna put that little piece back.
Do it. So, okay. Yeah. So I really like this one too. I don't know. It's been good. One cookie that I don't have here that I feel like really deserves a shout out is Upper Crust Cookie Pie.
Okay.
You have that? It's like a skillet cookie.
No, I haven't. Is it like a Pizookie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, it is so good.
Okay, so. And it's like warm when it comes out.
Yes. Right when it comes out, and it's huge. And I think you're supposed to split it between like 4 or 5 people, and I've eaten almost a whole lot of
myself. What's better than a warm cookie? I mean, I have to tell you, like, I don't have a huge sweet tooth, but my favorite dessert is cookies. So I was, like, really excited for you to come on.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I love it when other people, like, are passionate about cookies.
It's
and that's been the funny thing doing this vlog is, like, everyone is so opinionated, and they all, like, I'll talk about, and, like, I had someone come to me, she said, if there's not brown sugar in it, I'm not interested. And I was like,
you said
good to know. So that like helped me kind of craft. I was like, okay, well, this one definitely has brown sugar, so it should be okay. You know, I don't know. It's just really funny because people are like, I like those. I like a fluffy cookie, or they're like, I like the thin flat ones. So anyway, it's just been funny. So like, speaking of thin flat ones,
okay,
this is another surprise.
Okay,
I would say this one's from Nashburn.
Oh my god,
look at that guy.
Wait, this look, that looks so good.
It is so good. It's from Nashburn.
Okay.
And so I was just there. I went there for the first time with a friend, and they have that cookie jar sitting right next to the cash register. And so I was like, obviously I'm getting the cookie.
Yeah.
And it was like, I was blown away.
Yeah.
It's so good. So it's like one of these little flat ones, and it's huge.
Yeah.
But yeah, the chocolate, I almost feel like they've changed the chocolate even since the last time I was in there.
Oh my God.
This looks incredible today.
This is so good. I was just talking to my
chocolate chunks. I almost need to like update my review of this.
I can't believe it. I can't believe how good this is.
Yeah, for a fried chicken place.
Me and my friend were just talking about Nashburn, and I was like, I went there too spicy. She was like, yeah, you messed up. And so I was like, I have to go back. I was like, I don't even think I could do the spice next time. Like, I just have to get regular chicken.
That's what I think I'm going to do too, because I got the chirp, whatever the lowest one is. And I was like, did they mess this up? Or is this, like, did they accidentally give me something spicier? Or is this really as low as it goes? Because I drank, like, this will take me hours to drink. I have a cup, like a giant cup from Nashburn in here. And I drank the entire thing and needed a refill. Because it was so spicy.
Me and Marissa Mohi went and, like, we were like, like, yes. I felt very uncomfortable for days after.
Oh my gosh.
I think I even went home sick from work that next day because my stomach was just like,
you just
dead.
Couldn't take it.
Okay, so this cookie is the best
this
I've had.
This is the bomb. Honestly, yeah. Is it bad if I change my favorite cookie in OKC just like right here?
You were like, I love Cuppies and Joe. And then you're like, now
Nashburg.
And
I'm like, actually, now that you're tasting them like head to head like this.
So I see in here, it's got milk and dark or milk and semi-sweet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like these huge chips.
Oh my God, so good.
Yeah, this one's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Nashburg, who knew? Cookies.
Wow. Shout out to Nashburg.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you for your spicy chicken that I will probably not eat again. But I mean, the chicken itself is delicious.
Rest in peace. I guess we can't talk about Nashburg without saying rest in peace to Pachinko Parlor.
I loved Pachinko Parlor. I went there all the time. Mm-hmm. That beef tenderloin salad or something like that. It was so good.
Oh, man.
I did eat sushi there because you could get like a Philly cheesesteak.
You could
roll.
Get like a bacon. Yeah. You could get like a fried chicken sushi. Uh-huh. Wow, that was really good.
That one is so good. Okay, here's
what's
our last
the last one.
The last one is from, I'm going to do this because I think I've licked every finger on my right hand.
Okay, this one looks
this
familiar.
One's from Elemental.
Okay.
And so it says it's vegan.
Okay.
Which I'm always perplexed by vegan cookies because I'm like, how does it even stick together without the eggs? And how do you make it taste good without the butter?
I don't know.
But these are really good. And they have a little sea salt on the top.
Okay.
So they're like... They're really soft. There's not a ton of chocolate chips in it, but the dough is so good.
Yeah, this is very good.
Yeah. It actually tastes like cookie dough because you know how sometimes this is my friend Coco has analyzed these with me.
Okay.
And so she pointed out, because I don't want to take credit for this,
but
she pointed out that you know how when you bake cookies and you eat the dough, when they come out, they don't usually taste exactly like the dough. This kind of tastes exactly like cookie dough.
Yeah. Baked. I wonder what they use.
I don't know. I found a vegan recipe once and it had olive oil and stuff like that in it.
Probably, yeah.
Which I could see for this.
Shout out to Elemental because this is really good too.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
All these cookies are really good.
But it's like, okay, it's vegan, but like it also has a ton of sugar in it probably. Uh-huh. You know, so it's
it's like still not healthy. So,
but if you have a dairy intolerance, I mean,
Loaded Bowls vegan cookie is really good too.
Okay, so I'm gonna rank these from just like eating them.
Yeah.
Today, Nashburg number one, Elemental number two, Halls number three, Cuppies had an off day.
They had an off day.
They look very different.
Uh huh.
Because aren't they a little bit rounder? And
yeah, I feel
more...
like they're usually like a little bit fluffier and like. Smaller.
We still
These
love you.
Flattened out. We still love you.
We
Cuppies.
Still love you, Cuppies.
Yeah, we are not saying that. We love Cuppies.
We still love you, Cuppies. Oh my gosh! Thank you for bringing all these cookies.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm
kind of my breakfast and lunch. Right
so excited.
Sometimes I just eat cookies for breakfast.
I mean, sometimes you gotta do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't keep cookies at your house.
No, not usually. Well, and they always get mad at me at work because I'll bake cookies for something and like you'll bake so many, and so I always take them in, and my boss is always like, Bailey, did you bring these again? Yeah, sorry.
Whenever I bring in stuff to work, I like work with all men. Mm-hmm. And so they just like.
They love it. Well, here's
go
the thing.
For it.
Everyone acts mad at my office, but everything's gone by noon. everything, matter what it is, matter what anyone has brought.
Don't be acting like noon. That. Man.
Yeah. Because I do the same thing. I'm like, man, there's donuts in here. And then I just eat them anyway.
So what do you think about insomnia cookies?
I like insomnia.
Okay.
I will say it's just a regular classic chocolate chip.
Mm-hmm.
Best thing about it is that it's warm.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Yes.
I really love their Snickerdoodles. Have you had those?
Uh-huh. I have. They're good.
They're really
great.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So insomnia is great. I will say they quit delivery service like 6 blocks south of my house. Like,
yeah.
I looked at it one day and it was no. It's probably better
for me. Oh, so they shrunk it?
No, they didn't shrink it. I just hadn't looked because I was trying not to know, like, that I can have cookies delivered basically anytime.
Can you walk 6 blocks down and just like...
Oh, yeah. Well, one of my friends lives like right on the cusp. So I'm like, I'll order them to your house.
Yeah. And then she's well, they'll all be gone.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, I do like insomnia, though. Mm-hmm. I think it's good. It's a nice little addition to Midtown, too.
It is. Yeah.
They need cookie shops. More cookie shops.
Yeah. They do need more cookie shops. But I'm over cupcakes. I'm over Froyo. I think that's all in the past.
I was never into Froyo. I mean, I would go eat it, but... Basically, if somebody asked me if I wanted to go get ice cream and then took me to like Orange Leaf or Froyo, I'd be like,
take me to prom.
This is not ice cream. Excuse me.
I feel like it's the restaurant industry and food in general is such a male dominated field.
It is.
How did you cope with that or how did you handle it? And what do you think about it now, I guess?
I think probably being the youngest child in my family has prepared me well for that because I am outspoken and I will speak up and have no problem with that. But yeah, pastry definitely is more female driven.
Okay.
So there was a little bit of that. But, you know, I have always really just been excited to work in environments where females are very supportive of each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, New York is such a cutthroat environment. And so finding that is really difficult. Mariah was really, really great. I made some amazing friends there because we were all just really pushing each other in a positive way. And so that was awesome. Being in the savory world has been a little bit different for me. I think there's maybe a little bit of, you know, stay in your lane, a little bit of go back to pastry, little girl. But that being said, there are some chefs around town that are incredibly supportive. I have a great network of friends that you know have been awesome with this transition and very, very supportive. But yeah, I mean, as far as being on the line and with the cooks, there's definitely some pushback. You know, in the beginning when I first opened, I had a lot of that of cooks that are maybe not as willing to listen to a female executive chef. But that doesn't last very long because I'm also the person that's going to jump on the line and show you exactly what I mean when I say like, hey, do it like this. So, you know, there's very much like, you know, I'll be in the dish pit if I need to. I'm, you know, in the front of house if I need to. You know, nobody's too good for anything.
Right. And I feel like that's a theme with, you know, someone that works in a restaurant is like, you have to be able to just get in there with everyone. Okay. I like to have mostly females on the podcast. I don't discriminate, but like, I love having females, people of color. Like, that's one thing that I...
It does. I'm the only one that can drive it. It has no power steering or power brakes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's like, you have to go like down three, then up one before it'll go forward. No, but and you have to...
It's a full-time job.
Like, car cleaner in it for it to start. Like, nobody's stealing that driver.
You guys see Raina? She's like so tiny. Like, you can just see her like
driving. She won't even let me drive it. She's telling me I have to drive terribly.
Don't touch it. I love it. Well, thank you guys for being on. Tell me, I always ask at the end, what's your favorite restaurant in Oklahoma City? I know you mentioned the
Seven Asian Bistro. Yeah, for sure. We eat there like three times a week.
We do.
We live there. We're family.
Where else? We like, there's a little market, like a Travel by Taste. It's like a little hidden gym kind of thing. Like we really like that place.
So. Yeah, that's really good.
Their jewel rice is my favorite thing on the menu.
Okay, cool.
He cooks like every night.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you're not like you're not go out to eat like a ton.
We don't go out to eat a ton. We do every once in a while. I'm like, hey, let's go here. It's new. Let's try it out.
Yeah.
It is. How often do you eat ice cream?
Oh, every time we're at the shop, probably.
Probably every day. I at least have some sample spoons of ice
cream. Quality control, you know.
Quality control. Yes.
When I was little, my mom had a friend, and I had a friend that. Our moms were friends and we were friends. And she, for one of her jobs, was an ice cream taste tester.
What?
And
so that's a job?
That's what I said. Which I'm sure it was just like maybe one job that she had
in a
marketing type thing. But my mom told me that. And so I was
like, that's what I want to be when I grow up.
I want to do that. Yeah. I've been really into ice cream. I go in ice cream phases, but I'm really into it right now. But she's like, get a business degree. Like, is this just your way to like get me to get a business degree?
Right. You're like, where is this going?
Yeah, you got to do that quality control.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for being on. You can find Roxy's all over, so go visit a shop. And you can also follow them, Roxy's Ice Cream, on
I think it's your handle? Roxy's OKC.
Roxy's OKC on Instagram and Twitter. Let me check for sure.
Okay, maybe that's a good idea.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
I'm the one that runs all of those things.
No, it's Roxy's Ice Cream actually.
Oh, on which
on Instagram.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, it is. Okay. I think it's Roxy's OKC on Twitter.
Okay.
I think
okay.
that's what it is.
Just go to their website and you can find all their social media. You're probably, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably already following them. So, as always, you can follow me at OKC Over Easy on Instagram, on Facebook. Overeasy.blog is where I post the episodes, and I also post blog posts. So there'll be some fair roundups. There'll be a restaurant review next week. So you guys go check that out before I leave and go to Mexico for 4 days for a bachelorette party. I might not come back. So go check that out. And then there will be no episode next week, but we will be back the week after. And thank you guys for coming on.
Well,
it was
such
a joy to talk to you.
Thanks for having us. It was fun.
Yeah. And we will see you next time. Bye. Food and colorful. Oh, cute. Cute.
Yeah. But one of the things that she had were these, I don't know what you call them, but it was like a, like, I'll be lugging around a marble slab, okay, and it's heavy. It's, like, the piece that
it
I'm,
is
like,
big.
Really? This is so heavy. Yeah. What am I doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she had, like, these, like, underlays or backgrounds or something, but it was, like, it was flat.
And light.
Like, we're talking, like, 3x3 or something like that. Yeah, light. And it was the first time I'd ever used them. Uh-huh. And in my mind, I didn't really know what to think. They were great.
They were great.
like, almost... All of the images were shot on those, it looks totally real. She pulled out this linoleum green, or green linoleum looking one, and I was like, okay, where are we going with this? It photographed great.
I
loved it. So,
well, I'm on her website right now. Like, it's awesome. Is she based in Oklahoma City?
Yeah. And well, her husband is the chef at Oso, or one of the chefs at Oso.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Cool. Great. That's awesome. Yes, I like the collaborating too. Like, that's really fun. And I've said this like a million times, but the best part of the podcast is meeting new people and getting to know, like, you know, their creative when having to do with food, you know? So it's just fun. I just like it.
I agree. I mean, so most of the time when I shoot, I'm shooting tethered, which means like my camera is connected to my computer.
Uh-huh.
Or an iPad, or like I really like to use a larger monitor because everybody can see.
Yeah.
And so for the person I'm working for or with, they're able to review the images in real time.
Yeah.
And
see, that's
it's
nice.
So much more fun to have everybody involved.
Yeah.
And too, like, at the end of the day, I hate going home feeling like
I don't know if this is good or
but
not.
Like, you know, when you're with these people,
they're saying,
like, I love it. That looks great. I can leave the shoot and I can know, you know what, we got the shot.
Yeah, that's nice too. Oh, I love it. Okay, so you are like a freelance marketing, hospitality marketing consultant, working on like a really fun new up and coming food hall.
Can you talk about that just a little bit?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm working for the Collective Kitchens and Cocktails. It's going in it. 10th Street in Harvey, just south of Blue Garden.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have 11 concepts, two bars, like rooftop
seating.
And
are you doing all the photography
seating
for them?
So on our marketing team, it's myself and a co-consultant, and then we work with the managing partner.
Okay.
And my co-consultant, she comes from like a background in real estate.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Like, interior, exterior
nice.
Kinds of photos.
Yeah.
So, she's taking most of the images of the building and like the progress there. And then one thing that's been really fun is we just wrapped up doing like a social mini shoot with the concepts. So like I got to meet almost
everybody.
And like, you know, I have a fairly mobile setup that I can take with me, and I got to travel
except
and
for
see
the marble
people's
slab
homes. I took this stinking marble slab with
now
me to
I
almost
have
every
too.
Single one, you know, like I should have brought
I was
this
like,
thing
if
in
friend, if Brandon gets one then I get one too.
No, it's like not thin either.
No,
so my wife's family, they own Young Brothers.
Okay
Like a marble and tile
oh,
company.
Okay, so you
and
got
so it was like
cut.
A yeah it was yeah. like a scrap you know. And like, I'm so appreciative of it. It's just so heavy.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to stop talking about how heavy the marble is, like we all understand.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's awesome. So I know like Beth, what's
Beth
her
Lyon.
Life? Beth Lyon.
Her concept is called Black Cat.
Yeah. And that's going to be like
high vibrational.
High vibrational.
So like I'm learning I'm still learning.
She's exactly like someone what that you could ask about Craig's and she would know.
Yeah, and yeah. Crystal. So I really like her. This is what I also appreciate about you is like from the get-go, you just lay it out.
Yeah.
And you just are who you are.
Yeah.
And I can get down with that. Uh-huh. So like in my shoot with Beth, you know, we're like 3 minutes in and she's talking to me about my chakras mm-hmm. and now this is going to open up my third yeah. eye.
And you're like
the moon tea. But here's the yeah. deal. When she pulled out the moon tea, uh-huh. I immediately wanted to drink it.
Okay? Yeah?
Yeah.
What? And, I don't even know what moon tea is.
I don't know either.
Okay.
Like, it was in this giant mason jar.
And you were like, okay.
It was, like, pink. It kind of tasted like, do you go to Urban Tea House ever?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, there's a tea. It's called Summer Love.
Ooh, okay.
It's like my summer jam.
Yeah. Okay. Is it, like, kind of fruity? Like, yeah. a little bit fruity?
Yeah, it's fruity. It's tart. Mm-hmm. I'm a sucker for, like, tart,
yes,
sour
Yes, I like
flavors.
Tart and sour, too.
So I was drinking that, but it's like, it's very like salad-y. Uh-huh. After we wrapped up the shoot, I felt like I had just foraged all
okay.
of the food from the woods.
Lots of foraging.
Yeah. But it's cool.
But then you
it's
have like cool. the total opposite of this. And I was loving your pictures from it. Theo's Donuts.
Their donuts are so
they're
good.
So nice too. Like,
yeah, they're very nice.
They said, and this is another one of those Instagram things. Like I don't even know who runs it. I don't know, whatever. And they were like, what kind of like beverages should we put in our thing? And I was like, yeah. La Colombe draft lattes. They're like, that's a great idea. What kind of flavors do you like? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know, my opinion matters.
Yeah, you're like, okay, I'll send you an invoice.
Yeah. For this 5 minutes of consulting.
Yeah. No, they're great. Their mm-hmm. concept, it's all pink.
Yes, I love it. That's,
yeah, so
I
that's
mean.
Like, it is kind of funny. You're going from like this very natural... Mm-hmm.